One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. This week we've got the Penrith Panthers taking on the Parramatta Eels in the Grand Final. I believe the Penrith Panthers get the job done in this Grand Final. I think experience will just mean too much. But what does it mean if the Panthers don't win this one? Now, if they do win this one, all of a sudden they've been to three Grand Finals in a row. They've won two premierships in a row. They're the first team since the Roosters to win two in a row. And they're the first team since, you know, the Parramatta Eels the Brisbane Broncos before that to win two in a row. So it's pretty rare for you to win back-to-back premierships. The Panthers, they have an opportunity to do it this Sunday. And you know what? They might be the favourites, but I can tell you right now, when you look back over the history of our game, the amount of times that teams have been in this position and not able to get the job done, not able to overcome that final hurdle, there has been quite a few of them. You look back, the Roosters obviously 0-2 won that comp. They came back in 0-3 and 0-4 as the red hot favourites there, weren't able to get the job done. It has happened a lot throughout time. You've obviously got, like the Melbourne Storm. Obviously, they were in a number of grand finals in the mid-2000s and whatnot. The last year or so, the Melbourne Storm been in a lot. So there's a lot of great teams that have gone to grand finals that haven't been able to get the job done. And for me, if the Panthers do in this competition, I believe, you know, we're probably not talking dynasty just yet. I think you need to have three to be called a dynasty, in my opinion. They've been to three grand finals in a row, which some might call a dynasty of a team. I probably don't. I think you need to have three premierships wrapped up to be a dynasty. I think that the way they've won their two, if they do win this Sunday, is incredible, but three to have the dynasty chat. So you won't hear me throwing that word around until they get three in a row. You'll hear potential dynasty if they've got two, but you need that three. And for me, you look at this Panthers side. They've been to three grand finals in a row now, which is incredible. Very, very rare to do, incredibly hard to do. But if you look back through the history of time, teams that do this that don't win more of those games than they lose, they're remembered very differently. And I'll show you a couple of examples as we look back through time. For example, if we talk about the best teams of, you know, the 2010s, we sort of talk the Roosters. They won in 2013, they won in 18 and 19 as well. So three premierships in that era. The 2013 team was a little bit different to the 18 and 19 team, though. Obviously, a lot of changes to those sides, completely different halves in those sides. So plenty of changes there. So you wouldn't really lump those guys together. The 18-19, you're doing, they're the first back-to-back premiers in a long time, but they weren't able to win the third in a row, which for me pulls them into the dynasty sort of area. The team that was or had the opportunity to do that during the 2010s period was the Melbourne Storm. They obviously went to the 2016, the 2017, the 2018 grand final, three in a row. Incredibly hard to compete with that. I always say that I think the 2017 Melbourne Storm side, they can stack up against the best teams of all time. I think that is one of the greatest teams ever assembled in rugby league history. I would have them probably just below, you know, the mid-90s Canberra Raiders and those Broncos teams from those days, the Parramattas of the early 1980s. But we don't really remember them as a champion team because they've only got that one premiership to show. Could you imagine if that Melbourne Storm team would have gone 2016, 2017, 2018? All of a sudden, it's a very different story. Even if they would have just gone back-to-back, the way that we look at that Roosters side from 18, 19, finally managing to do that for the first time in a very long time, it puts them on a completely different level to that Melbourne Storm side who, you know, they only won one premiership, but they went to two grand finals. I don't know what's more impressive, two premierships or three grand finals. I think most of us would probably lean towards the two premierships, obviously, because that's what you set out to achieve. But it's crazy how much, how successful you can be. But if you don't get it done at that final hurdle, at that final big stage, bright lights, it sort of gets forgotten a little bit. And I don't think we look at that Melbourne Storm team, or most people, I don't think they remember them as one of the greatest sides ever. They're just one of those premierships that was won in the 2010s, when realistically, to go to three grand finals in a row is an incredibly... It's such a tough feat to be able to do that. And I think that we sort of undervalue that a little bit. But when you don't get it done on the big stages, that's what happens. We talk about the teams of the 2000s. And, you know, I look back at the 2000s and I probably go, you know what? It's probably the Melbourne Storm one once again. They went 06, 07, 08, 09. They went to four grand finals in a row. Of course, they only won two of them. Now, in between all those wins and before the first one, there was, of course, a grand final loss. They lost to the Broncos in 2006. They then went two grand finals in a row against Manly. They won one, they lost one, and then you have the 2009 grand final against the Parramatta Eels. Now, obviously, as we look back in hindsight, that Melbourne Storm team, they had those competitions stripped. But even before that, I don't think we really looked back at those grand finals and thought, wow, that Melbourne Storm team, they were right up there with your Brisbane Broncos, your Canberra Raiders, your Parramatta Eels, and it's because they don't win back-to-back or three premierships, because they have little hurdles that they trip over here and there, and it really does matter when you're looking back at the history of our game. Now, I think that we look at the 2000s and we probably go, you know what, it probably belonged to the Melbourne Storm and probably the Sydney Roosters. Now, Sydney Roosters did a pretty similar thing. 2000, they went all the way to the grand final there, lost to the Broncos. 2001, I think they went out week one in finals. Then they make the change of bringing in Ricky Stewart. He comes in 2002. They win their first grand final in, I think, 25 years, I think since 27 years. First grand final since the Jack Gibson-led 1975 Roosters, captained by Arthur Beetson. Then, of course, they came back the 2 years after that. The Penrith Panthers and the Canterbury Bulldogs lost both of those grand finals. So, all of a sudden, if the Roosters would have won those grand finals, which, you know, they lost two of them by only a score, essentially, except for the Panthers one. They got blown out there. But the Brisbane, well, not blown out. I think they lost by 12. I think it was 18-6. But you look at those other games, they're all very, very close. And we don't look back at that Roosters team from the early 2000s and go, wow, they're up there with the very best of all time. When I look at that Roosters team, to be perfectly honest with you, I look at the 2000, 02, 03, and 04 team. For me, the 02 team, they won the grand final, but I look back and think, you know what, the 04 team, I think that's one of the best teams ever assembled. But you can't put them in that same conversation as, you know, your early 90s Canberra Raiders, your mid-90s Canberra Raiders, your Brisbane Broncos of the 90s and 2000, and the early 2000s, the Parramatta Eels of the 80s. You can't put them in that conversation. But personally, I think if the Penrith Panthers do win this grand final, I already think they're one of the best teams I've ever seen. I already put them up around, you know, the top five or six best teams I've seen. But if they win this grand final and they do manage to go two in a row and lose the first one, all of a sudden you do start to put them in this conversation. I'm not saying it's a dynasty. They have to win a third and they have to win this game first, overcome a fantastic Parramatta Eels side. This is all just hypothetical, obviously. But it is going to be interesting, because the way that history looks back on teams that are pretty successful but don't actually win premierships is very different to those that do. Those are the teams that we remember. Those are the teams that join rugby league folklore. If the Penrith Panthers, if they lose this grand final, I think we're going to look back at this Panther side, and it's going to be similar to the Melbourne Storm, where we're going to go, fuck, that was a good footy side, but they weren't the Parramatta Eels. They weren't the Brisbane Broncos. They weren't the Canberra Raiders. They weren't that team that won a few premierships back-to-back or was dominant over a period. And let's take the Canberra Raiders, for example, yeah? 89 and 90, they win those grand finals. They come back in 91 to have the third in a row and they lose that one. You know, a very close game. Obviously, the Penrith Panthers doing them there in a fantastic game of football. But that Canberra Raiders side, I think it is already considered to be one of the greatest of all time. They obviously came back and won it in 94 as well, which does help. There's no doubt about that. And if the Penrith Panthers were to lose this year and come back and win next year, all of a sudden you'd go two premierships in 4 years, four from four grand finals they've been in. That's incredible. But if you can stack these wins in straight years, that's when you can really elevate yourself to a brand new level. Another example. During the 90s, in my opinion, the team of the 90s, the Manly Seagulls, what did they get? They went to three or four grand finals in a row in the late 90s, only managed to win one of them. Obviously, I think they went 95, 96, 97, 95. They lost from memory. No, 95 was the year that they won. 97, they obviously lost to the Newcastle Knights in that unbelievable game. I think it was, 25 years or something the other day since that grand final. Incredible stuff. But that Manly side, they're not remembered for being as good as what they probably should be remembered, simply because they didn't win enough premierships during that period. They only won the one premiership during that time. So it makes life very hard when you look back on that side and consider them compared to all the teams of all time. So, you know, obviously a huge test for the Panthers this weekend to back it up and win their second grand final in a row. They're playing in their third grand final in a row, and if they win this one and then they manage to return there next year, I think all of a sudden we're talking dynasties, and I think we're talking about one of the greatest teams of all time. But it is crazy to look back through history, and the teams we remember, they're the ones that win back-to-back prems. They're the ones that stack up trophies in a row, or with maybe 1 year in between. But most of those ones we talk about, they've at least gone back-to-back during that period at some point. Obviously, the Raiders, 89, 90, the Broncos, 92, 93, the Parramatta Eels, 81, 82, 83, etc. They've all managed to stack back-to-back premierships. And when you don't win them back-to-back, history remembers you a little bit differently. Take the Melbourne Storm, for example, in the late 2000s. Granted, salary cap has impacted that, but because they didn't win back-to-back and they went loss, win, loss, win, they are remembered a little bit differently. Same as the Manly Seagulls, same as the Sydney Roosters of the early 2000s. Whereas that 18-19 Roosters, because they went back-to-back and they stacked two premierships together, they are remembered as one of the greats, but because they didn't get that third, or they didn't appear in that third grand final, there was a little bit of a drop-off after that. That's probably what matters the most. So a big test for this Penrith Panthers side. They have to overcome the Eels first, but it is a really rare opportunity to be remembered as one of the great sides of all time. If they do lose this, though, they do become, what's the word I'm looking for? They have the potential to become one of those premierships that you remember. Oh, the 2021 grand final when the Panthers won. Not the 2020 era of Panthers where they won X amount of grand finals and they went back to back and they were so dominant. And for me, I think this grand final is going to be key, because I think next year it is going to get a lot harder for the Penrith Panthers. They've sort of, I wouldn't say they've cruised the last 2 years, but they've obviously been incredibly consistent. I think using Appy and Viliami Kiko, I think it's going to change their team a lot, and they've shown that they can change their team and continue to be successful. But I think Ivan, he'll know how important this grand final is, as they all are. But for the Penrith Panthers to be remembered in 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years' time, I think they need to stack up back-to-back premierships. And they're a good enough team to be spoken about alongside your Canberra Raiders, your Brisbane Broncos, these Parramatta Eels, these sort of sides. I know people don't like to hear that and they get really upset and everything about it, but they genuinely are. They have been that good for that long. It's just about stacking premierships, because at the end of the day, that's what matters. People don't talk about the 2000 Roosters. They don't talk about them the same way they talk about the 80s Eels, the 90s Broncos, the 90s Raiders. They simply do not talk about them the same way, because you need to stack trophies and you need to stack them up consistently.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
And more importantly, you kind of need to stack them up in a row as well. Huge test for the Penny Panthers. If they do win this one, they'll elevate themselves to a new level, this current crop of Penrith Panthers. If they lose, though, all of a sudden it'll really change the way that we look back on this Penrith Panthers side, and the way that history remembers this Penrith Panthers, and the way that the next generation is told about this Penrith Panthers side. For example, I grew up being told about this Parramatta Eels side from the early 80s that was fucking unbelievable. I go and talk to my brother, who's 10 years younger than me. I guarantee you, he's not told about the Manly Seagulls side from the 90s. They didn't win enough premierships during that period. The Panthers, they have an opportunity this week to really start to elevate themselves into that sort of Parramatta Eels 80s sort of era, to be that sort of a football team that is remembered for a long time in rugby league.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.